Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742 if you have some situation you're trying to work through. If you need a little scriptural guidance, well, we'd love to hear from you. If there's a question that we have concerning particular Bible passage, well, this is your best opportunity to speak with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley and me on this edition of Basic Gospel. Once again, in Canada and the U.S., it's a toll-free call for you. It is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We invite you to call right now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is Thanksgiving week, and certainly if you have something that you're thankful for, and I know we all do. I mean, every single human being has something that they're thankful for, that they can express that attitude of Thanksgiving. And we want to hear about that on this program, tomorrow's program as well. So if you would like to share a testimony about what you're thankful for as far as who you are in Christ and what Christ has done for you, we would welcome your call right now at 844-322-2742. Andrew, glad you're with us today, my friend.
Yes. Hey, great to be with you guys, and happy Thanksgiving week.
Huh? Yeah, yes, indeed. And, you know, we read a lot about thankfulness in the Word of God, and lots of times the New Testament writers really attach that to faith as kind of a genuine expression of our faith in Jesus Christ. I love this passage in 1 Thessalonians, starting in chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Rejoice always." And this word rejoice, Andrew, is a very interesting word. We get our word charis from it, which means grace, that which causes joy within a person. And it certainly, when God sent Jesus and saved us, made us alive together with Christ, that was cause for great rejoicing in the heart of God on our behalf, that we could experience this new life in Him. And so this word rejoice is kind of the root word of that. So he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And as I said, every single one of us, this can be our reality. This isn't something that we have to kind of gin up in our lives or try to pretend or fake until it becomes a reality. This can be a reality if we'll just look to the Lord, can it?
Yes, it can. And, yeah, I realize that it's a time of struggle right now. I mean, what a year we've had. It's been a crazy year with all kinds of death and disease and loss and confusion. And now we think we're maybe turning the page. We're starting a new chapter in the new year. And here comes Thanksgiving. And we're supposed to, you know, have a holiday where we're giving thanks from the heart. And it may seem difficult. It may seem a stretch for many of us. But I think you've really hit the nail on the head here. We're not supposed to say, you know, thank you for death and thank you for sin and thank you for trouble. Really, we have gospel reasons to be thankful no matter what happens. So as I often say, planet Earth comes at us and then Christ is working in us. We're not always thankful that planet Earth is coming at us. I mean, it's a fallen world. Some pretty ugly things have happened throughout human history. Things happen in our lives that aren't so pretty. And so that's planet Earth coming at us. But I think Paul is inviting us to give thanks for Christ working in us. I mean, even this word rejoice that you highlighted, Bob, you know, it has this idea of grace within it. Well, that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the grace of God in the midst of trouble. We're celebrating the triumph of Jesus in the midst of trouble on this planet. So, you know, death comes at us and life works in us. Trouble comes at us and triumph works in us. And I was just sharing a message on this in 2 Corinthians, and my goodness, it's just beautiful how Paul, in the midst of turmoil and persecution, can still celebrate. And Bob, I would say that's where we can be, that this isn't putting on a mask or faking it or a plastic smile. This is real, solid gospel reasons to be thankful when you're totally forgiven, when you're completely accepted, when you're absolutely loved, when you are one with Jesus, when you know your destiny and your future. You can genuinely give thanks no matter what's going on the outside.
Yeah, that is so true. One of the things, Andrew, that I like to encourage believers to do is to just take a walk through the book of Ephesians and look at all of the spiritual blessings that Paul spells out in that book, and says that we've already been given every one of those spiritual blessings. And when you go through that, you see right at the beginning that you have every spiritual blessing. You've been adopted to sonship in Christ. You have redemption through the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. You've been marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit who guarantees your eternal inheritance. You have been given incomparably great power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. You've been made alive together with Christ. You've been saved by grace through faith. You've been created anew in Christ Jesus for good works. You have access to the Father through the Spirit. You have the freedom and confidence to approach God through faith in Christ. You have Jesus Christ dwelling in your heart through faith. You have the power to know and experience the love of God. You've been added to the body of Christ, and you are light in the Lord. I mean, these are just 14 of blessings that Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians. And when you really, you know, take a look at all of those and think through the implications of each and every one, your heart can't do anything else but rejoice. Your heart can't do anything else but give thanks because of this grace that has been lavishly poured out on you in the person of Christ Jesus. So when Paul says these things about rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, he says this is kind of the normal Christian life for every single believer who knows their love, who has Christ living in them, and is walking by faith. This is just the normal Christian life. So we have so much to be thankful for, and we would love to hear what you're thankful for on this edition of Basic Gospel.
And you can do that by giving us a call right now at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S. That's 844-322-2742. We have open lines for you right now, and we want to hear from you. Well, it is Basic Gospel, of course. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. And Andrew, this will be the final chance for our listeners to hear your thoughts as co-author of The Hurt and the Healer with Bart Miller. As we've noted, we're offering a copy to each of our November donors just to say thank you for standing with us as they make their donation. And there is much, of course, going on in our country and indeed around the world. How do you think The Hurt and the Healer can address their worries, their concerns during these unsettled times?
Well, it really connects with what we're saying today. A lot of people become disappointed with God. They have expectations for how things should turn out. If we were to rewind back to January, your prayers about this year, your prayers of hope for things going well in business, things going well in your health, things going well with your family. And then, you know, you fast forward 6 months later and you know, things just don't turn out the way that we had hoped and prayed for. And then we've got a lot to wrestle with. And again, we have this fallen world and we're trying to read the tea leaves and we're saying, God, don't you love me? Well, if you love me, why did so-and-so get sick? If you love me, then why did I experience such loss this year? If you really do think the world of me, then why has all of this occurred? And so we find ourselves in a place of asking, even begging God for answers. And, you know, in this book, The Hurt and the Healer, you're not going to find all the answers to your questions. But I will say that knowing your relationship and your connectedness with Christ, realizing the place of trouble, realizing why it exists, and recognizing what is God doing in the midst of this, what is he wanting to show me? What can be revealed to me in this? How do I process my pain? How do I forgive those who've hurt me? how do I let go of unrealistic expectations that I've held up for God? How do I process all of this? Yeah. And what is God doing? I mean, he says he's my counselor. How is he counseling me? What are his thoughts? What is he saying to me in the midst of this troublesome year? And so, you know, that's why we wrote The Hurt and the Healer, to really help people who are struggling to find those answers. And so, Bob, I'm just delighted that we're giving this as a gift to each and every person that donates to Basic Gospel this month, because I think it's going to be a real intravenous shot of encouragement and hope to people, especially right now. So I hope people will pick up the phone and go to our website and reach out and give your best gift today. And we want to send you this as a thank you. And guys, I think it's really going to minister to a lot of hurting people, and even those who aren't necessarily desperate at this point, but they're just tired. They're tired of the same old every day. They feel numb. They feel nothing. We're stuck at home more. Boredom sets in, maybe a little depression. I mean, The Hurt and the Healer is really going to help a lot of people and encourage them. So I'm so glad we're offering it right now.
Absolutely. And of course, friends, you can go to basicgospel.net and make your gift today. We would love for you to partner with us, and we're going to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer. Again, donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we had a couple of phone questions that we left hanging, and one of those was from David, who is listening right here in Dallas, Texas. And his question was assurance of salvation. Is it possible for a believer to lose salvation? And I wanted to start out the program with that question today, Andrew, because I think it really ties into this fact that we can give thanks in all things. If we feel like we can lose salvation, we're on pins and needles, walking on eggshells, all of those sort of things, and it's very difficult for us to express an attitude of thanksgiving. So walk us through salvation and give us the assurance that when we're saved, we know we're saved forever.
Yeah, well, you know, 1 John 5, the apostle says, I'm writing you, and the reason I'm writing you is because I want you to know that you have eternal life. That's 1 John 5:13. There's no guessing, there's no wondering, there's no confusion about it. He says he's writing them because he just plain wants them to know that they have eternal life, and we can know that. And just think about that word eternal. It's not eternal if you can lose it 5 minutes later. If 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months later you lose it because of your poor performance, well, it never really was eternal life. It would just be some sort of temporary life that you messed up. And we have to remember that the Apostle Peter says that the power of God is holding your inheritance reserved for you in heaven. It's undefiled. Nobody can mess with it. Nobody can cheat you out of it. It is literally your spiritual birthright in Jesus Christ. And, you know, one of the most famous verses in the Bible that we hold up, we see them on posters in football games and stadiums around the world, John 3:16, it ends this way: whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. So where does this assurance come from? Well, you believed in him. It's not that you performed perfectly. It's not that you had great track record in your past. It's that you believed in him, and then it says you won't perish. So there's so much more that we could say. I mean, Romans 5 says we have peace with God, and Romans 8 says nothing separates us from the love of Christ. We read throughout the New Testament that even when we are faithless, when we have no faith to speak of, when we're experiencing all kinds of crazy doubt, when we are faithless, he remains faithful to us. And it says that it's because he can't disown himself. I find that interesting. He won't deny himself. He won't disown himself. And guess where he lives? Well, he lives in you. So if he lives in you and he won't disown himself, then what he's telling you is, I'm never going to disown you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And if you think somebody else can ruin this for you, no way. Not Satan, not the demons, not the enemy. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. So, Bob, I think this is incredibly important because here we are talking about thankfulness. Look, you can't be thankful if you think you're walking on eggshells with God. You're so busy trying to get right and stay right and get clean and stay clean and get forgiven and stay forgiven and trying to stay on his good side that you miss the opportunity to go ahead and celebrate God's grace and to be genuinely thankful. So it's almost like if there are four pillars of the gospel, the first pillar is this eternal security. The first pillar is you're safe and secure, and that's the cornerstone of the gospel, that this rests on Jesus. And we cannot graduate to fully understand walking by the Spirit and getting our minds renewed over time. I mean, we can talk about those things, but, you know, square one, the cornerstone is I am okay. I'm safe. I'm secure. I'm stable. God's got me. It's God's promise to himself that has secured me. And as I awaken to that reality, I can start growing in grace.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, I hope you were listening, and I hope that's a great encouragement to you and that you have the assurance that when Christ saved you, he saved you completely. Well, we have some open lines, 844-322-2742. We're going to go down to Bastrop, Texas, and talk with our friend Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, great. I just wanted just to be a part of the program today. I know this week is about things that we're thankful for. You know, in Christ, I mean, man, it's where do you start? I mean, the one thing Andrew said and you said, it's a genuineness. I mean, man, I don't have to fake it anymore. I mean, years ago, I was a Christian most of my life. I didn't understand the gospel, but I knew there was something missing. And years ago, and I still don't know how did I ever come upon the program People to People with Bob George, and then Basic Gospel, and then Andrew Farley, and just some of the things. And I pray about it a lot. Some of the things that I'm praying for people like Basic Gospel, and I pray about it, Andrew Farley. And I'm grateful for people who responded to the grace of God, and they can help people like me and others who didn't really understand the gospel. And has set us free, and now we can live. I mean, we're, like you said, this year has been traumatic. It's been a pandemic. It's been all, but I'm not afraid because He's my life. You know, now I understand that, you know, and so, but that's right. And I'm going to get off, but that's one of the things that I'm grateful for people like you all, Andrew, who responded to the grace of God, and God is using you to help people like us that don't really, at some point in our life, we knew there was something missing, but now we have an understanding. God bless you today, and I'm going to get off and let somebody else get off.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for those kind words.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I love what you said there, that he is my life. Jesus Christ is my life. And that's true. And Paul talks about that in Colossians chapter 3. He's going to appear kind of at the end, and we're going to be there with him. Why? Because he is our life, and that's our joy every single day. It's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and the life that I live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So when we understand that Christ is our life, we just can't help but be grateful. So, Aaron, thank you so much for hopping on today.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Let's go out to Phoenix and talk to Max. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob. Bob, Andrew.
Hey there.
Hey.
It's great to hear from you, Max.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you guys every day. You know, I just echo, I was sitting here thinking about Aaron, and he and I were just almost of the same mindset. The one thing that I'm thankful for during 2020 has been, you know, I'm not making light of COVID, and I'm not making light of all the chaos in the world. I don't want any listeners to think I am, but there's so much to be thankful for this year also. And the thing that I'm most thankful for was just what Aaron said there, mm-hmm. is recognizing Christ is our life. And what I've had a tendency, and I'm sure a lot of people do it, unbeknowing a lot of times, is we compartmentalize our life. We can put Christ on the throne on Sunday, but if you're not careful during the week, you know, we lose focus. But during 2020, during this time of chaos and everything, I think he's reaffirmed and reassured, or just to, I don't know the exact word, but he's just made it absolutely solid and foundational that he is our life in every part of our life, because where are you going to go that he's not with you? He lives in you. Yeah. You can't hide from him. You can't run from him. Just rest in it. And he has reassured me of that. So that's what I'm thankful for during 2020, is not compartmentalizing our life. He is our life, period.
Boy, that's a huge statement, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, what Max is saying there, guys, reminds me of 2 Corinthians 4. It says, we're hard-pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but not abandoned. We're struck down, but not destroyed. And then later he says, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. And he's speaking to the church, and he's saying, life is at work in you. No matter what's going on the outside, there's a powerful life. He even calls it a treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the power is of God and not of ourselves. So, yeah, there's some awful stuff out there in a fallen world, and we can talk about that for 5 minutes or 5 hours. But at the end of the day, when our head hits the pillow, we can say, this was yet another day where life was at work within me. And I love the way that Paul wraps up this chapter. One of the things he says is, all of this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. And guys, you know, that's what we also heard in both callers just now, not just that Christ is our life, but how thankful we can be able to proclaim this message so that more and more people get the grace of God. And Paul says that's what causes thanksgiving to overflow. And we're bragging on Jesus, and God absolutely loves it. He's thrilled, we're thrilled, and those are genuine reasons to be thankful.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew, we're thankful for you. We pray you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving together, and we'll look forward to being with you again next week, and continue to share this good news of the grace of God, and have more people like Max and Arthur or come to a point and say, Lord, I am so glad that you are my life.
Amen.
Great testimonies from those two guys, Max and Aaron.
Yes, indeed.
Encouragement that the message is making a place in their hearts, their lives. It's being assimilated. It's becoming their very lives. So we just rejoice with them and for everyone who's come into this truth of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. We close today with the reminder that if you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some troublesome issue of everyday living, we're here to help. Give us a call at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it here on Basic Gospel. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, that's 844-322-2742. And again, thanks to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel every month with your prayers and your gifts to keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. To help today, click donate at basicgospel.net. And when you make your November gift, we're going to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. That's donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, with thanks as always to our dear brother and friend Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for a Thanksgiving Eve edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.